Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A Juneau man will serve 3 years in prison for kicking and punching a man in the head so severely that he later died from his injuries. 52-year-old David Evenson was previously scheduled to go to trial on the death of 56-year-old Aaron Monet. Monet died July 4th, almost exactly a year ago, after the incident at the downtown transit center. Instead of a trial, Evenson agreed in April to plead guilty to a charge of criminally negligent homicide. Juneau Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg accepted the agreement in court this morning. He sentenced Evenson to 6 years with 3 years suspended or 3 years to serve. It's unclear if Evenson will serve out his remaining time in prison, in a halfway house, or with home confinement. He will also spend up to 10 years on probation. Evenson will also be required to seek treatment for anger management and alcohol, as well as seek substance abuse treatment. Pallenberg approved a request by Assistant District Attorney Amy Page for 90 days to investigate whether any restitution would be sought. A count of manslaughter was dropped as part of that plea agreement. The city and borough of Juneau has agreed to pay a cash settlement to the family of a Harborview Elementary student injured during a physical education class. According to court filings, the fourth grader was permanently blinded in one eye after being struck in the face by a soccer ball in 2016. The child's parents filed a lawsuit in February. They alleged the school district was negligent because the PE teacher lacked sufficient training. The judge has sealed the case, but in initial court filings, the family asked for damages in excess of $100,000. Clay Keene is a Ketchikan attorney retained to defend the school district.
This has been a difficult case for both sides, but through the cooperation of the parties and the attorneys, the result is very fair to both sides.
Ketchikan Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens will review the terms of the settlement in a closed hearing on Monday. Both school district and city officials declined to comment until after then. A Copper Center man suspected of domestic violence died after he was shot by at least one Alaska State trooper. The Department of Public Safety did not immediately release how many troopers were involved in the shooting. Troopers shortly after 2:30 this morning received a report that 38-year-old Eric Hash was assaulting a 72-year-old family member and placing other family members in fear. A commercial fisherman died yesterday after falling overboard near Homer. Troopers say 62-year-old Anthony Walsh of Kenai died yesterday. And a 36-year-old Wasilla man died in a three-car crash southeast of that city. Troopers say Paul Anderson died yesterday afternoon in a crash on Kinnick Goose Bay Road. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for mostly cloudy skies, isolated rain showers for the rest of the day today, scattered rain showers for tonight and tomorrow. High today about 70 degrees, low tonight about 50 to 55 degrees.